Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger and this is the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Today is December 11th, 2022. This is the Applied Astrology segment where I take a person or topic or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. In this report, we'll take a look at what's going on in the chart of the USA, where the country is in its karmic timeline, and what the upcoming transits can tell us about the coming year. Currently, according to the Vimshatari Dasha, Vedic astrology's venerated planetary period system, the USA is in a Rahu major period. Rahu major period began back in November 2015 and runs until November 2033. In Vedic mythology, Rahu is a demon. Demons can't be trusted. Demons are corrupt. Right after the Rahu major period began, the U.S. got its first demon president. Rahu is one of the eclipse points. It can cause darkness and confusion. Rahu is an agent of innovation and transformation. In the USA Vedic birth chart, Rahu occupies the eighth house of big changes and transformations and rebirth. Looking back at the last 7 years of the Rahu period, we could certainly say that the country has been going through a lot of changes. And it ain't over yet. And before rebirth, what exists has to end. Now, in 2022, the USA is still in a Saturn sub-period, which began back in December 2020. Saturn is the reality check planet. Saturn is also the planet of structure and control. The USA natal Saturn is placed in the 10th house, the house of the leadership. There's a general rule in Vedic astrology that when Saturn and Rahu get activated together, things can get kind of rough. Both of these significators are designated as natural malefics. The sub-period always functions in the context of the major period. So, combining Rahu in the 8th house significations of transformation and big change, Saturn, planet of control, manifesting from the 10th house of the leadership, gave us events connected to controlling the changing of the leadership. And that manifested as a battle within the capital itself. A couple of months after the last federal election, when the turnover of power was supposed to happen. The USA's Saturn sub-period is ending in late 2023. Next up comes the Mercury sub-period, beginning in October 2023 and continuing until May 2026. In other words, spanning over the upcoming presidential elections of 2024. Now, since Mercury rules the sign Virgo, the sign in the 10th house, which contains Saturn, the current sub-period ruler, there will be a continuation of the same activation of that 10th house, but there will be a difference. Mercury itself is posited in the 8th house, along with Rahu, the major period ruler. That means that the 8th house picks up even more energy for manifesting. In other words, the energy for big change and transformation and rebirth will have even greater potential for manifesting. And Mercury will bring in the significations of the 7th house, the 7th house of one-on-one relationships, which for a country would be those that the USA is in partnership with. But that also includes direct enemies another type of partnership. Interestingly, for a nation, the seventh house also represents how the citizens react to the country as a whole. Now, note that the seventh house has four primary natal planets in it. So there's lots of variation on how the citizens react. And remember, the country was born with this karma. All of these seventh house significations will likewise experience change and transformation during the Mercury sub-period. Okay, so obviously the USA is in a state of transformation, and that transformation process is going to intensify when the Mercury sub-period gets going, starting October 2023. Are you ready for this? Here are some more interesting tidbits. Mercury is the planet of rational thinking. Therefore, Mercury is the planet of making decisions. That includes voting. So, just in time for the run-up to the next election, we have Mercury, planet of voting, the planet that rules the 10th house of the leadership, in the 8th house of transformation and rebirth, conjunct Rahu, current major period ruler. That's Rahu, the demon planet. And remember, demons are corrupt. Demons don't play fair. And of course, there are other significations of the 8th house, including death of the leader, chronic problems, involvement with others' money, and scandal and humiliation. Now, we'll go look at what the major transits are going to be doing in 2023 and how their travels in the zodiac will match up with and influence events in the USA. First up, Saturn. So, Saturn, planet of limitation, the reality check planet, has been transiting in Capricorn for the last 3 years. Capricorn corresponds to the second house of the USA chart. That sector of the chart signifies the nation's finances, including its currency, the banking system, and the buying power of the people. Saturn is the planet of restriction. So, the currency hasn't been worth as much, at least not in the USA, and the buying power of the people has been restricted. It's gone down. In other words, inflation. Well, soon Saturn will be changing signs. It moves into Aquarius in the middle of January, which means its effects will be transferred to the third house of the USA chart. The third house of a nation's chart represents daily operations, including transportation and commerce within the country. The third house signifies the country's infrastructure, roads, bridges, power lines, and so forth. Saturn, by the way, is the planet of repair. The third house also suggests the country's immediate neighbors. In the case of the USA, that would be Canada, Mexico, the countries of Central America, and the Caribbean. Again, since Saturn is the planet of restriction and limitation, there will be some trouble in these sectors for the nation's life coming up starting in late 2023. Also, notice that the USA natal moon is posited here in the third house in Aquarius. The moon represents the public and the public's thinking. Saturn has a depressive effect on the moon. So, with this transit, the public will continue to suffer. Jupiter is now transiting in Pisces, the USA fourth house. The fourth house of a country stands for the lands of the country and the people who live on the land, in other words, the common people. The planet of increase, prosperity, belief, optimism, opportunity, has been giving the common people a boost, and indeed, employment is up. People are generally more positive, despite inflation. Also, since the fourth house is opposite to the tenth house, the house of the leader, Jupiter in the fourth gives confidence to those in opposition to the leadership. But Jupiter will be leaving Pisces and the USA 4th house in April 2023. It then moves into Aries, the 5th house of this chart. The 5th house stands for the nation's entertainment. And that includes movies, theaters, sports, and sports arenas. The 5th house is also speculation, in other words, the stock market. The 5th house is the nation's children, and that includes schooling and schools. Jupiter's positive energy will be of assistance in all of these areas starting in late April. Jupiter will be joining Uranus and Rahu, already transiting in Aries. Uranus provides the energy of freedom and rebellion. Rahu is ambition, but also obsession, and the potential for being demonic. Jupiter's optimism will give encouragement to Uranus and Rahu. On the other end of the nodal axis, K2 is still transiting in Libra, the USA chart's 11th house. The 11th house stands for the country's legislature, in this case, the Congress. K2 is the significator of past karma. Since it represents the unseen dimension, K2 is usually a negative factor for the material world, contributing unpredictability, even chaos. K2 has been in this sector since last March. Of course, we've already witnessed a lot of unanticipated things going on in the U.S. Congress. Some were even good. But for the most part, K2's transit will keep the U.S. Congress dysfunctional for 2023. K2 will be in Libra until the end of November 2023. Now for something interesting and different, the transit of Pluto. The outermost member of the solar system has only recently been added to the astrologer's toolbox. Pluto was discovered in 1930. Thus, its use in astrology is a matter of some speculation. So far, there's general agreement that Pluto functions like Shiva, complete destruction, but that's so that new growth can begin. Pluto is also thought to have generational effects. It represents big stuff, events that occur on a mass scale. How it operates in a country's chart is still being investigated. Pluto creeps along in the heavens, taking about 240 or so years to make complete circuit of the zodiac. So here we are, nearly 2.5 centuries since the birth of the USA, and Pluto has come back to its natal position, what the Western astrologers would call a Pluto return. Now, note that in personal charts, this doesn't happen, since we don't get to live 240 years. Anyway, nation, it's different. A return is thought of as the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new cycle. In this case, it's the planet of complete destruction and rebirth. Note how this matches up with what I was talking about at the beginning of this report, the Rahu period, with Rahu, agent of transformation, being in the 8th house of regeneration and rebirth. The idea in Vedic astrology is that a planet coming back to its natal position will uncover a lot of that planet's karma. Amongst its various meanings, the 2nd house is the house of values. Here we're talking about the country's values. Okay, so going back to how this country was born, now it's time for rebirth. Wonder how that will go. Okay, that's it for this report. Hope you found it interesting. Next week, I'll be looking at something that's been in the news a lot lately, the coming recession. Is it going to really happen? So, until next week.